これから B 級のリスニングテストを始めます。
1. Directions. You will hear 10 statements or questions. For each statement or question, choose the most appropriate response and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 1.
I was surprised to hear about the accident at the plant.
Number 2. Could I have a few minutes of your time? Number 3.
I'm not sure I like the new rule changes.
Number 4. The chess tournament we organized was a big success.Number 5.
So she did remember to pay the phone bill.
Number 6. I'd like to place an order. Number 7.
We barely had enough money to buy the tickets.
Number 8. Help yourself to anything you need here. Number 9.
Economic inequality is at the top of our agenda.
Number 10. Haven't you heard the update?2. Directions. You will hear 10 short conversations. Choose the best answer for each follow-up question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 11. The candidate's main campaign theme is dealing with global warming.
That's great to hear. But do you think people really care enough about it to get him elected?
Good question. The economy is usually what everybody ends up talking about.Question. Which of the following issues is mentioned in the conversation? Number 12.
I fell down on the ice the other day and broke two of my ribs.
Does it hurt when you laugh? I'll try not to say anything funny. Actually, that shouldn't be too hard.
No, feel free to make me laugh.I'd rather laugh and feel pain than never laugh at all.
Question. What happened to the woman? Number 13. Have you heard back from that big client yet?
Not yet. I thought about calling, but I didn't want to be too pushy.
I trust your judgment on it.Do whatever it takes to please them. That's one account we can't afford to lose. Question. What is most likely the man's relationship to the woman? Number 14.
What do I think of young people today? I'm basically optimistic.
I wish I could say I was.
Surveys show the millennials to be much more socially and racially tolerant than older generations. I think that's key to a better future.
Question. Which of the following best describes the woman's attitude? Number 15.The flood washed away part of the stadium, so they have to move the big event.
What a waste! They've been preparing that stadium for the last year. They've spent a fortune updating it and expanding it.
If they had any choice, I'm sure they would have preferred to keep it here. Question. Why can't the stadium be used for the event? Number 16.
I took a vocational test that said I should be a chemical engineer. I don't get it, though. I've never been especially interested in chemistry.
Those tests are funny. I took one a few years ago that suggested I be a park ranger.
You mean in the forest? With wild bears? I'd like to see that.
Question. What kind of test are the speakers discussing? Number 17. I don't know what more anybody expects the president to do.
He may not be able to use military force, but he could use much more diplomatic and economic pressure than he has so far.
Maybe his approach is more carrot, less stick. Question. What do the man and woman disagree on? Number 18.
How's the 20th?
That's next Tuesday, right? I'm having lunch downtown with Danny and Jay that day. Sorry.
That's fine. Tell them I said hello. Okay, then. Are you busy on Tuesday of the following week? I'm free that afternoon.
Question. What is the main purpose of this conversation? Number 19. Where did you get posted for the internship?
I'll be a staffer in the Office of Conflict Avoidance, right here at headquarters. That's what I requested, so I'm satisfied. And you?
I got my second choice. It's an engineering project in Greenland. Question. How does the woman feel about her new work? Number 20.
This scientist says that in 20 years there will be a cure for every disease and illness.
That's a bold statement.
He says developments in human genome research and the use of stem cells will make it possible and affordable to correct every individual's unique health problems.
Question. According to the woman, what could scientists accomplish in 20 years? Three. Directions. You will hear five conversations. After each conversation, you will hear two follow-up questions. Choose the best answer to each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following conversation. My son is going to Africa this summer with a volunteer group to build a church.
Is he excited?
Yes, he's very excited, but I'm less so.
Why? He'll be doing something good for others, and at the same time, it will be a great challenge and experience for him.
I'm just not sure he's thought carefully about why he's doing it. Number 21. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 22. What does the man express uncertainty about? Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following conversation.
What does Mariko think of New Zealand so far?
I think she's enjoying it, being in a new place. Yesterday she was amazed that it was still light outside after 8 p.m.
Why? Does it get dark much earlier in Japan?
Apparently, Japan doesn't use daylight saving time.
I guess that means the morning starts very early there, too.
Number 23. According to the man, what surprises Mariko about New Zealand? Number 24. Which of the following best describes the issues being discussed? Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following conversation. The company gave each of us an investment calendar. Have you seen it yet?
No. What is it?
It tells you which stocks to buy this year, when to buy them, and when to sell them. If you follow it, then your investments are supposed to be safe.
Safe from?
They say the stock market could lose 50% of its value by the end of the year. Number 25. What does the man predict will happen in the financial markets? Number 26. Which of the following best describes the woman's role in the conversation? Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following conversation.
Have you ever read The Diary of Anne Frank?
Sure. It was required reading in high school.
We didn't read it in my classes, and I never got around to reading it on my own.
It's one of the more personal accounts of World War II, and one of the more hopeful. I think that's why it's so famous.
Maybe I'll check in the library and see if they have a copy.
Number 27. According to the woman, why hasn't she read the book? Number 28. In the man's opinion, why is the book so popular? Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following conversation. Are you going to the party tomorrow?
Which party?
The one we got an email about from the secretary.
Oh, that was a misunderstanding. That party is for a different department, but the information was sent to our department instead.
Oops. I already emailed the secretary saying I would attend. I'd better email her again and take that back. Number 29. What caused the misunderstanding about the party? Number 30. Which of the following will the man probably do next? Four. Directions. You will hear two short talks. After each talk, you will hear five follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 31 through 35 are based on the following talk.
The purpose of the Future of Humanity Institute at Oxford, a team of academics and scientists from many fields, is to understand the biggest threats to human survival. First, the good news. Pandemics and natural disasters probably won't wipe us out. Humans have a long history of surviving diseases and weather. Even a nuclear war would likely leave enough human survivors to continue our species. Then the bad news. For the first time in history, humans are the biggest threat to human survival. The concern is that our scientific and technological capabilities have advanced far beyond our understanding of their consequences, particularly in three areas: genetic engineering, nanotechnology, and artificial intelligence. We have no record of surviving these risks. I will explain the dangers in each of these areas with examples in just a moment. But first, why I came here today. I'm here to ask for your help. I want you to consider that although genetic engineering is recognized as a potentially bigger threat to human survival than nuclear war, there is no international body to oversee and regulate it, as there is with nuclear weapons. It is my hope that you will use your power to fill that gap.
Number 31. Who are the listeners most likely to be? Number 32. What is the speaker's main purpose? Number 33. Which of the following threats to humanity does the speaker mention? Number 34. Which of the following technologies does the speaker call dangerous? Number 35. Which of the following will the speaker talk more about later? Questions 36 through 40 are based on the following talk. Welcome to 2020 News Radio, and thanks for tuning in. Our top story tonight is the ongoing crisis in the Ukraine, where tensions remain high as Russian-backed gunmen attempt to gain control of the few remaining installations in Crimea still being defended by Ukrainian soldiers. But first, the weather and national news. The eastern part of the country is experiencing its third winter storm of this unusually harsh season. Several inches of snow fell overnight, much of it in areas that are not used to seeing snow more than once in a decade, causing numerous problems. More than 50,000 homes are thought to be currently without power. In the nation's capital, leaders from the two major parties today will debate a new bill to loosen restrictions on energy research and development. A vote is scheduled for this afternoon, but our correspondent says that, as things stand now, neither party has a clear majority for or against the proposed law, and its fate is anyone's guess. Meanwhile, coastal cities in the south will learn today if their local governments can legally band together and sue the government for relief funds that were promised but allegedly never distributed to the region last year. Number 36. Where does this talk most likely take place? Number 37. Which of the following is most likely the speaker's profession? Number 38. According to the speaker, what caused 50,000 homes to lose electricity? Number 39. What is the topic of the vote mentioned by the speaker? Number 40. What will the speaker most likely talk about next? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the next section.